So we need to learn to recognize our problems correctly. This teaching is priceless. We need to learn to recognize our problems correctly. So at the moment, what we are recognizing as our problems is incorrect. We're not recognizing our problems correctly. So Living Buddha's encouraging us, we need to distinguish between two. And you can check, if you know this instruction already, you can check, am I taking this medicine? Am I applying this instruction? Not just do I know this instruction, but am I applying, am I using this precious instruction? So we need to distinguish between two. This is Buddha's kindness, this supreme medicine, between outer problems and inner problems. Outer problems are problems of inanimate objects. They are not our problems. Our problems are inner problems. Our problems are inside our mind. Our problems are part of mind. Our problems are our own experience. They are unpleasant feelings, painful feelings, feelings of unhappiness, disappointment, depression, discouragement, unpeaceful experience. So when we experience unhappy feeling, unpleasant feeling, painful feeling, we must now, in the light of this instruction, correctly identify that experience, recognize it. There's my problem. There's my problem. So throughout the day, we can apply this wonderful instruction. When unhappy feeling, unpleasant feeling, painful feeling, feelings of sadness, depression, discouragement, disappointment, or unpeaceful experience, any of these arise, we think, there's my problem, there's my problem, there's my problem, there's my problem, because it's appearing again and again and again and again throughout the day. So normally when we have problems, we fail to make this distinction and we immediately try to solve the outer problem. For example, maybe we have a problem with our computer, a problem with our car, a problem with our finances, a problem with our accommodation, our house, etc. Relationship problem. Normally, immediately, I think we do this without thinking, immediately we try to solve our outer problem. No matter how much energy we put into solving, because we recognize the outer problem as our problem, no matter how much energy we put into solving the outer problem, our problems never diminish. I don't know if you've noticed that. It's why we're so fatigued, so stressed, so exasperated. Nothing ever seems to get any better. So this is because we haven't made this distinction. Everybody tries to solve their problems by concentrating on solving the outer problem. But our human problems have never reduced. And if you look at this worldwide, everybody using this method, human problems and dangers are increasing every year. We know this. So Now we need to do something different, because we're going to take the supreme medicine of Buddha's teaching. We need to distinguish. If there's a problem with the car, that's an outer problem. It's not my problem. Yes, the car needs to be repaired, but it's an outer problem. There's only our problem if we react to the difficulty with the car by getting unhappy, upset, annoyed, and we feel some painful feeling, unpleasant feeling in our heart. If that doesn't happen, we have no problem and we just fix the car. So we need to distinguish between, because these two are very different. We must develop this habit through becoming familiar with this precious teaching, taking the medicine again and again and again and again. And it's not like as though we don't get many opportunities. Our life is one opportunity after the next to put this precious distinction into practice. We must understand how outer and inner problems are completely different. And the methods for solving them are completely different. Because of mistakenly identifying outer problems as one's own problems, which is what everybody is doing, they take refuge in the wrong objects, and their problems and suffering never diminish. So we must learn how to do this. So, please remember these words. Our problems are inside our mind. They're an experience. Our problems are an experience of unpleasant feeling, painful feeling, an unpeaceful experience.